Hello? Hello?
Thank you. We'd like to welcome everybody to this public hearing. My name is Myron Bateman. I'm the chair of the Utah Water Quality Board. I will be conducting the hearing this afternoon. The purpose of this hearing is to receive formal comments on the findings contained in the draft 2016 integrated report on the conditions of Utah's surface waters. This is a formal hearing conducted under Utah laws of the state of Utah. I welcome you and thank you for taking the time to provide feedback on the proposed assessment results contained in this report. If you have not done so, please sign the attendance sheet on the table just outside the door. The integrated report was issued on DWQ's webpage on June 10th, 2016 for written public comments, and that'll be available until August 9th, 2016. We are solely receiving comments today for our considerations. There will be no attempt by us to address your concerns in this forum. No item will be voted on, and no action will be taken. We may ask for clarifications. Comments can also be submitted in writing until August 9th, 2016. For those of you who are here to ask questions about Utah Lake harmful algae bloom, please go down to room 1020C, where the Division of Water Quality staff will be addressing your questions. Following this hearing, we will take all comments received during the public comment period at the public hearings and evaluate them. DWQ will prepare a response to all comments received and whether changes to the integrated report will be made as a result. Prior to receiving comments, I would like to introduce James Harris, who will provide a staff statement on behalf of the Division of Water Quality regarding the 2016 integrated report. Jim?
Thank you. My name is James Harris, and I'm the manager of the monitoring and reporting section in the Division of Water Quality. I'm here to provide some background information on the draft 2016 integrated report for this public hearing. The Division of Water Quality webpage contains a number of documents that comprise the report, which go into considerable detail on the results of the assessment. There are two primary components of the integrated report, the 303D list and the 305B report, both of which take their name from the section of the Clean Water Act that statutorily requires states to produce them every 2 years for EPA approval. The 305B report is a summary of the condition of all waters of the state. For EPA reporting purposes, these waters are given one of five assessment categories, ranging from fully supporting or category one waters to not supporting or category five. Category two waters are termed partially supporting, since some but not all of the beneficial uses of these waters were assessed. Category three waters represent a very broad group of waters which require additional supporting data to make assessment decisions. And lastly, category four waters are those that were not supporting their beneficial uses, but pollution control measures have been designed or implemented through the development of a total maximum daily load or similar strategy overseen by the Division of Water Quality's Watershed Protection Section. Although summarized in the 305B report, the 303D list is comprised solely of those waters which have been identified as not supporting through the assessment process. These lakes, reservoirs, streams, and rivers are given priority ranking for the development of total maximum daily load studies, which identify pollution sources for reduction with the ultimate intent to meet water quality standards. Utah water quality standards provide the basis for the integrated report by defining the geographical extent of water bodies, assigning their applicable uses, such as drinking water, agriculture, recreation, and aquatic life, and setting limits in the form of pollutant standards intended to protect those uses. DWQ has built upon these standards by developing assessment methods which define the specific practices which staff apply in evaluating the condition of Utah's waters. These methods comprise Chapter 2 of the draft integrated report and have been released for public comment in March of 2015 prior to performing the assessment for the 2016 IR. As the foundation for the report, it is worthwhile to highlight changes to the assessment methods implemented since the 2014 integrated report was completed. In addition to a number of small refinements to the methods which clarify the application of water quality standards and criteria to rivers and streams, several significant changes have been made to the assessment of lakes and reservoirs. These include the application of supplemental indicators used to confirm harmful algal bloom impairments in lakes to include cyanotoxins, chlorophyll A, phycocyanin, and harmful algal bloom-related beach closures. These were applied to Utah Lake and summarized in Chapter 5 of the report. Chapter 6 summarizes the results of analysis of Farmington Bay harmful algal bloom data. While no final assessment decision on Farmington Bay was made as part of the draft 2016 integrated report, Utah Lake was determined to be not supporting through the application of narrative standards for recreational use support due to harmful algal blooms. As mentioned before, the intent of issuing the 303D or Category 5 list is to identify waters which require pollution reduction strategies in order to improve water quality and support their uses. In order to better apply resources and focus on priority waters, DWQ has developed a new 303D vision for implementing its watershed protection program. In addition to applying revised TMDL prioritization, the vision adds a new assessment category, or 5ALT, which allows for alternative approaches to developing TMDL studies for waters affected by hydromodification, habitat alteration, or natural causes of pollution. In addition, this alternative addresses salinity issues that fall under the auspices of the Colorado Salinity Program and waters which offer an opportunity for straight to implementation approaches for meeting standards. Throughout the process of developing the 303D vision and the integrated report, DWQ has been dedicated to involving the public and stakeholders in improving our program. By increasing transparency and engaging those partners who can assist us with the implementation of pollution reduction strategies, we hope to reach our goals of improving and protecting Utah's water resources. We therefore encourage and welcome your input during this hearing and the public comment period. Once again, for those of you who are here to ask questions about the Utah Lake harmful algal bloom, please go to room 1020C down the hallway where the Division of Water Quality staff will answer your questions. Thank you.
Thank you, James. At this time, I'll ask those of you who wish to make formal comment statements to please come forward to the table, speak clearly in the microphone, state your name, the affiliation that you're with for our records, and provide your comments. I'll go ahead and invite you to come forward and make your comments.
My name is Rich Mickelson. I work for Provo City, and I've been looking over the integrated report. I'm a new hire there, so I've been going over that integrated report, and I have not been involved in this process of the wastewater, the waters of the state of Utah. So the integrated report, we have written public comment until August 9th, I believe is what it is.
Correct.
From my position or point of view, I'd like that to extend at least another 30 days so I could have some more time to continue to review and go over the report. I don't know if you've printed it out before, but it stands about 3.5 inches high. And as I'm going through it, I'd like to be able to digest some of that and have a little bit more time to comment on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is kind of typical of some of our other public hearings, isn't it? But we've advertised it. We will keep it open from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. for anybody who wants to make comments.
might be able to do something.
Okay, so.
So we'll go ahead and recess now until 3 o'clock, and then we'll go ahead and come back to the public hearing, see if we have any more comments. We recess again until 4 o'clock. So those that would like to leave, they can, and then we'll come back again at 3 p.m. Thank you. Just 3 o'clock, we'll go ahead and reopen the public hearing and ask anybody that has any public comments to come forward and state their name and their affiliation and their comment. See no one, will recess until 4 o'clock.
I recess until 5 o'clock.
Recess until 5 o'clock. Okay. In the public hearing for any other further public comments? Do we have any? Since Emma doesn't want to talk, it's 5 o'clock and we will move to close the public hearing at 5 p.m. Thank you for those that have attended and provided public comment. Have a good evening.
Thank you, sorry about
that. No, that's fine. You never know if it's gonna be crazy or not.
Yeah, we were getting some indication that people were calling and asking a lot of questions about it, and so we thought there was gonna be a bunch of people here, but.
Yeah.